सुतः उवाच यम प्रव्रजन्तम् अनुपेतम् अपेत कृत्यम् द्वैपायनः विरह कातरः आजुहाव पुत्र इति तत् मायातया तरवः अभिनेदुः तं सर्व भूत हृदयं मुनिम् आनतः अस्मि सुत उवाच यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यम् द्वैपायनो विरह कातर आजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तरवोभिनेदुस् तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि सुत उवाच यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यम् द्वैपायनो विरह कातर आजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तरवोभिनेदुस् तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि सुत उवाच यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यम् त्वैपायनो विरह कातर आजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तरवोभिनेदुस् तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि सुत उवाच यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यम् द्वैपायनो विरह कातर आजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया प्रवोभिनेदुस् तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि सुत उवाच यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यम् द्वैपायनो विरह कातर आजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तरवोभिनेदुस् तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि लेडीस् प्लीज़ सुत उवाच yam pravrajantamanopetamapetakrityam vaipayano virahakatara ajuhava putreti tanmayataya taravo binedus tam sarva bhuta hridayam munimanatosmi sutaha Suta Goswami uvacha said yam whom pravrajantam while going away for the renounced order of life anupetam without being reformed by the sacred thread apeta not undergoing ceremonies krityam prescribed duties dvaipayanaha what does that mean dvaipayana Vyasadev, please said. Viraha, separation. Kataraha, being afraid of. Ajuhava, exclaimed. Putra, iti, O my son. Tat, mayataya, being absorbed in that way. Taravaha. What does that mean? Trees. Yeah, all the trees. Abhineduhu. Responded. Tam. Unto him. Sarava. All. Bhuta. Living entities. Hridayam. Heart. Munim. Sage. Anataha. Asmi. Offer obeisances. Srila Suta Goswami said, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto that great sage, Shukadeva Goswami, who can enter the hearts of all. When he went away to take up the renounced order of life, sannyas, leaving home without undergoing reformation by the sacred thread or the ceremonies observed by the higher castes, his father Vyasadeva, fearing separation from him, cried out, O my son, indeed only the trees which were absorbed in the same feelings of separation echoed in response to the bereaved father. Purport. The institution of varna and ashrama prescribes many regulative duties to be observed by its followers. Such duties enjoin that a candidate willing to study the Vedas must approach a bona fide spiritual master and request acceptance as his disciple. The sacred thread is the sign of those who are competent to study the Vedas from the Acharya or the bona fide spiritual master. Sri Shukdev Goswami did not undergo such purificatory ceremonies because he was a liberated soul from his very birth. Generally, a man is born as an ordinary being and by the purificatory processes he is born for the second time. When he sees a new light and seeks direction for spiritual progress, he approaches a spiritual master for instruction in the Vedas. The spiritual master accepts only the sincere inquirer as his disciple and gives him the sacred thread. In this way, a man becomes twice born, or a dvija. After qualifying as a dvija, one may study the Vedas. And after becoming well-versed in the Vedas, one becomes a vipra. A vipra, or a qualified brahmana, thus realizes the absolute and makes further progress in spiritual life until he reaches the Vaishnava stage. So this is a English rendering of a well-known verse, which any of you can say. This paragraph. Anyone? Okay, I'll say the first word, then you'll get it. Janmana. Now you got it. But you should have got it before. Well, the Janmana Jayate Shudra bit didn't come, but then becomes twice born in Radhavija. And then when he studies the Vedas, he becomes a Vipra. A Vipra, or a qualified Brahmana, makes further, thus realizes the Absolute, and makes further progress in spiritual life until he reaches the Vaishnava stage. Janmana Jayate Shudra Sanskarat Bhavet Dvija Veda Partet Bhavet Vipra Brahma Janatiti Brahmana. A progressive, the Vaishnava stage is the postgraduate status of a Brahmana. A progressive Brahmana must necessarily become a Vaishnava, for a Vaishnava is a self-realized, learned Brahmana. Srila Shukadev Goswami was a Vaishnava from the beginning, therefore there was no need for him to undergo all the process of the Varnashram institution. Ultimately, the aim of Varnashram Dharma is to turn a crude man into a pure devotee of the Lord or a Vaishnava. Anyone, therefore, who becomes a Vaishnava, accepted by the first class Vaishnava or Uttam Adhikari Vaishnava, is already considered a Brahmana, regardless of his birth or past deeds. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted this principle and recognized Srila Haridas Thakur as the Acharya of the Holy Name. Although Haridas appeared in a Mohammedan family, in conclusion, Srila Shukadev Goswami was born a Vaishnava, and therefore Brahmanism was included in him. He did not have to undergo any ceremonies. Any low-born person, be a Kirat, Hun, Andhra, Pulinda, Pulkash, Abhira, Shumbha, Yavana, Kasa, or even lower, can be delivered to the highest transcendental position by the mercy of Vaishnavas. Srila Shukadev Goswami was the spiritual master of Sri Suta Goswami, who therefore offers his respectful obeisances unto Srila Shukadev Goswami before he begins his answers to the questions of the sages at Naimisharanya. Om Agyana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Shrehtam Manamapi Shachiputramatra Swarupam Rupam Tasyagrajamurupuring Maturim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tamnatosmi Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atav Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavangscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagarna Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagarna Lalita Shri Vishadam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As you all know, the December Book Distribution Marathon is just ahead. I presume you're all aware of that. And for that, there should be so much preparation. For instance, the book should already be ordered and delivered. Who goes where, with who, a lot of organization, preparation is required. The most important things are, you should have the books, Can't distribute books without books. And you can't distribute books without book distributors either. So the most important things are the books and the book distributors, although arranging wherever you want to go, how they will go, that they have prasadam, all these things are important also. The books are required, Bhagavat, and the person Bhagavat is required also. Two kinds of Bhagavat. Ek Bhagavata Baro, Bhagavata Shastra, R Bhagavat Bhakta Bhakti Rasa Patra. The two kinds of Bhagavatas. The big one, is the book known as the Srimad Bhagavatam, and there's another kind, one who's relishing the mellows of Krishna consciousness. That's so the two kinds of Bhagavat. So everything should be prepared, and also have to prepare mentally. So before the book distribution marathon, there's always a pep talk or a motivational speech, if you want to make it sound more dignified. We hear criticism of ISKCON devotees becoming motivational speakers, but actually Srila Prabhupada was the greatest motivational speaker in the history of the world. He's also a motivator. There's nothing wrong with motivating people, it's just what you motivate them for. If you motivate them for becoming a bigger ass than they already are, then that's nothing to do with Krishna consciousness. But if we motivate them to become Krishna conscious and to go out and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, that is wanted, that is most glorious. I'm saying mental preparation, but ultimately it's spiritual preparation. We can go out and say, yeah, God, make a big show, but ultimately the inspiration to distribute, the motivation and the inspiration comes from these books. When we read these books, we should want to take them out and just grab people and say, read these books, take these books. Shake them up and down and scream at them and yell at them. That doesn't usually work. It might do. You could try it out sometime. But somehow or other, the book should be distributed. The inspiration comes from reading, when we read these books. They're so powerful. Why is that? Well, the Srimad Bhagavatam itself is described at the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam as Nigama Kalpataro Dalitam Palam. It is the ripened fruit of the tree of Vedic knowledge. The Vedic knowledge is to know Krishna, Vaidasya Sarvairaham Eva Vedyaha. So this knowledge, it puts us in contact with reality, with who we are. So that's inspiring. And especially, Shukamakad Amrita Dravya Samyatam. It's become very sweet by the touch of Shukadev, who is being prayed to in this verse. You may wonder why I chose this verse to speak on a talk about distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Actually, any verse is inspirational. For getting the inspiration to distribute books, then read all the verses, read all the books. But this verse refers to Shukdev Goswami, who tamsarava bhuta hridayam munimana tosmi, who can enter the hearts of everyone. And in the next verse, there's more about Shukdev. It's a continuation of the offering obeisances. Yasvanu bhava makila shuti sarame kam adhyatma deepa mati tirshatam tamondham. Sangsarinam karuna yaha purana guhyam tambyasa sunam upayami gurung muninam. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto him, Shuka, the spiritual master of all sages, the son of Vyasadeva, who out of his great compassion for those gross materialists who struggle to cross over the darkest regions of material existence, spoke this most confidential supplement to the cream of Vedic knowledge after having personally assimilated it by experience. So this is what's going on with Srila Prabhupada's books. It's the same thing. He's assimilated the message by his experience, and he's presenting it out of great compassion. Sangsarinam karunaya, for the sangsaris, persons who, Srila Prabhupada translates this here, gross materialists, who struggle to cross over the darkest regions of material existence, that atitirshatam gives the desiring to overcome, that gives the idea of going over, just like the word tirta, crossing over. So atitirshatam, the same, coming from the same source. So out of great compassion, he delivered this purana guhyam. It's very confidential. So Srila Prabhupada did this. He brought the highest knowledge to the lowest people. And yeah, this here says, Tam sarava bhuta hridayam munimanatosmi. Tam sarava bhuta hridayam. That could be understood in various ways. Srila Prabhupada translates it that he can enter the hearts of all. And this is what's actually happening with Srila Prabhupada's books. I'm saying the inspiration for distributing the books comes from the books. Why is that? Because when we read these books, it's not like reading an academic translation or commentary in which it's just stated with some detachment. To give an example, a typical sentence in Srila Prabhupada's books could be like this. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master of everyone, and therefore everyone should surrender to him. Now, I don't think that's exactly in any of Srila Prabhupada's books, but it's in every line and every word. Now, a scholar, so-called scholar, they would put it as saying, well, according to Srila Prabhupada, or according to the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master of everyone, and therefore everyone should surrender to him. So it says the same thing, but it takes the thrust out of it, because it just makes it just, it's exactly looking at the honey from outside the bottle. It's not getting inside the. If we're inside the bottle, then we're getting the message directly. And outside the bottle, yes, honey is very good for health, and it has this vitamin and that vitamin, and being inside the bottle is getting the actual message. So we experience that when we read the books. It may be that there are people who read it with a scholarly attitude, but with their very attitude, with that attitude, they immediately cut themselves off from the mercy. You have to come with a self-attached armor that I won't become Krishna conscious by reading. I'll read the book, but I won't become Krishna conscious. Matya na krishne paratasvato vamito bibadita grihavratana madanta gobhir vishatanta misram punaf punas charavita charavaranam. There may be people who already have put on the armor of, I will not become, I'll read the book, but I won't become Krishna conscious. But even then, the books are very, they have their very powerful effect. Now, later in this chapter, the second chapter of the first canto of Bhagavatam, is itself a transcendental pep talk for studying the Srimad Bhagavatam. Why should we study this? There are so many points written there why we should study in these verses. Now, one of those verses states, Bhidyate hridaya grantis chidyante sarva sanshayaha. What's the next line? Shiyatam. Shiyate chasya karamani drishta evatma nishvare. That Bhidyate hridaya grantis, the knot on the heart, the strong attachment in the heart that is split apart. Chidyante. Similar word, sarva sanshayaha, cuts all the doubts to pieces. Shiyate chasya karamani, and Srila Prabhupada translates that as bring. What is that? It brings the fruitive act, brings to an end the fruitive the cycle of work which binds us in this material world. And then one can see oneself and God. So that's exactly what's happening with reading Srila Prabhupada's books. It has that effect. If we take Krishna consciousness or the Bhagavatam given by persons who are not representing Srila Shukadeva Goswami or are not representing Srila Prabhupada, then it won't have the same effect. But the effect of studying Prabhupada's books is that material attachments are slashed and any doubts, they're also cut. Doubts, I believe Srila Prabhupada translates this as misgivings, which is a similar word, but we may not have even had the doubt, but Srila Prabhupada preempts it. We might not have even thought, for instance, that Srimad Bhagavatam is mythological or Krishna is an immoral person, but Srila Prabhupada preempts it all because doubts may arise in the mind as we go on hearing and studying, as even apparently happened in the case of Parikshit Maharaj when he heard about Krishna sporting with the gopis. So he asked Shukdev, well, how is that? And Krishna comes to establish dharma. He appears to be acting in a manner that is not according to dharma. Of course, we understand that Parikshit asked such questions for the same, he's on the same level as Shukadev, so he's doing that also. Sansarinam karunayaha purana gohyam. Out of compassion upon the conditioned souls, he, Parikshit, by his questioning, he facilitated Shukadev to speak this the most confidential topics contained in this Bhagavat Purana. So that is the effect if we study Srila Prabhupada's books. And we have to do it regularly. Because we might think, okay, I read the Srimad Bhagavatam, now the knot on my heart is cut, all doubts are dispelled, and I'm free from birth and death, and I know what is the position of myself and God. I've got a Bhakti Shastra certificate to prove it. But it's not so easy. Maya is always ready to get us. That's why we have to regularly, that's stated in the beginning of this section, Nityam Bhagavata Seva, regularly, daily study these topics. So I didn't speak much about book distribution, yeah? But it's this inspiration, this understanding, that giving these books will give this opportunity to others also. And Srila Prabhupada's books in particular, they will bring the light of the Bhagavad that he one of the first books Srila Prabhupada wrote called The Light of the Bhagavad. That will bring the light of the Bhagavad to others. Now Srila Prabhupada wrote these books, he said different things at different times. One thing he said is they're especially for my disciples. But obviously they were meant for mass distribution also. And he said they're especially meant for the thoughtful class of people. But Srila Prabhupada was writing for an audience, a completely new audience. The English-speaking world, people without any faith or even any knowledge. They didn't have faith in Krishna. They never even heard the name of Krishna, most people. I can't remember when I first heard the name of Krishna. It wasn't an earth-shattering event at the time for me. But definitely it wasn't part of the culture that I was raised in. I knew the words beef, beer, and all kinds of words, which I won't repeat here, referring to various parts of the female and male body. slang words, unutterable words. But I didn't know the name of Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada was giving this knowledge to this highest knowledge in an ancient tradition, and Srila Prabhupada gave it in a manner that even such people can begin to understand it by reading these books. It is a miracle how Srila Prabhupada could do that, how anyone could do it. That's a great miracle. People, they generally expect sadhus to do miracles. But one miracle, Srila Prabhupada's miracle, making hippies into happies. But even prior to that, he presented this knowledge, which is Purana Guhyam, the most confidential subject of everything that's ever happened in the universe. Purana means history. And he made it available for the samsarinam, for the people who are rotating in the cycle of birth and death, and especially for the most sinful people. That's also stated in the Bhagavatam. What's that verse? This Bhagavatam will make a revolution. Anyone? Gurukul. Yeah. I was looking at the Gurukul boys, just seeing if they're learning their lessons. Tadvag visargo janata agha viplavaha. So agha, janata agha, means sinful population. And viplavaha. You know that word? Revolution. In Hindi they generally say kranti, but Viplavaha in Bengali is in Biplob. So this Tadvag Visargo Janataga Viplavaha Yasmin Prati Shlokam Abadhavatyapi Namanyanantasya Yashankitani Yachinvanti Gayanti Gurnanti Sadhavaha. This verse predicts Srila Prabhupada, just like the Krishna Varnam Twisha Krishnang Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayarya Janti Hisumedasaha. It predicts Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It doesn't mention Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if it's not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then who? It must be him. It says that this he's in the category of Krishna. He's always chanting the name of Krishna, but he's not Krishna in the sense that he's not black. He's accompanied by his weapons and associates and performs the Sankirtan Yajna. That's the clue. And people who are intelligent in this age of Kali, which are not many, because people are manda sumanda mati, people are stupid, more stupid than in other ages, they will worship this non-Krishna Krishna, non-black Krishna, by the process of Sankirtan Yajna. So it doesn't mention Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but if it's not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then who is it? Must be him. So in the same way, this verse, Tad Bhag Visargo Janataga Viplavaha, this is contrasted with the literature which is Vyasam Tirtham. It's a pilgrimage place for crows. What does that refer to? What does that refer to? The local newspaper, novels, yeah, all that, and the rest of the Vedic literature, which does not directly introduce Krishna. That in itself is revolutionary to say such a thing. Just as Shukadev, he was a revolutionary. He was the son of Vyasa, who's given all the rules of Varnashram, and his son is a rebel against his father because he just left home without following any of the rules of Varnashram. He just ran, he's a runaway from home. So this verse says that those words, or that tadvag, or that literature, visarga, it just comes into being, it was created or exists. Janataga, sinful, it makes a sinful population, it makes a revolution. Tadabhadavyatyapi, even if it's not properly composed. Who does that refer to? Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatam was the original edition, which he brought out, printed it in Delhi, was many, many grammatical errors and spelling errors and typos. And Srila Prabhupada later said, the idea was just to get it out and then we could think about it correcting later. It wasn't that Srila Prabhupada could have spent the time to correct it, but he just wanted to get it. It's understandable, so let's get it out. So it was imperfectly composed, actually, literally, because they used to do composition. It used to be called composition. When you take the type, it's called type composing. You take, this is letter A, you put it in, then you get the letter B and you put it in, and you get the letter R and you put it in one by one. You have to put it in one by one, type composing. So it was imperfectly composed, but still it's meant to make a revolution among the sinful people. Previously, Srimad Bhagavatam was not introduced to the sinful people. Only pious people would come to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. That's true up to the present day. There are Bhagavat Saptahas organized. I don't think there's much of a tradition of that in South India, but in North India, especially in the Vrindavan area, in Gujarat, it's pious people go. It's not sinful people. So pious people they like to hear, but Srila Prabhupada introduced that. And he made a revolution of consciousness, of changing people who were sinful to devotees. And Srila Prabhupada mentions in this purport, anyone, however low-born they be, kirata, hun, andra, pulinda, pulkash, abhya, they can be delivered to the highest transcendental position by the mercy of Vaishnavas. And that's exactly what Srila Prabhupada did. And the potency is still there. Srila Prabhupada, he was once asked that what will happen to this movement when you die. Srila Prabhupada said, I will never die. I will live forever in my books. So we can directly, or we do, practically it's not that by reading the books we can directly link with Srila Prabhupada, but he's forceful. His manner of writing is insistent. He doesn't write in a passive way, but he states the mood is there. Everyone should surrender to Krishna. Jeev jago, gaura chanda bole. It's very much in that mood. Come on, wake up, utishta, jagrata. Prapya varang nibodhata. Just come on, get up, wake up. Just understand what's going on. You're wasting your human form of life. So we can hear in Srila Prabhupada, when he's speaking also, he doesn't speak in an academic way that, yes, there are three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. It's not like a teacher teaching in the class this is the knowledge, and you write it down, but he's very insistent. You have to surrender to Krishna. So that's the inspiration. And practically we see that by distributing these books, people come to Krishna consciousness. There's great scope in this land of Bharata Varsha. Because people are more pious here. Of course, they're misled in so many ways by so much propaganda. But still, people are pious enough to want to take these books. Our devotees here in Tamil Nadu have had the experience of going into places where people have never even heard of the Srimad Bhagavatam. They never heard of the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world, and they take sets of books. So that can be done in the West also, but definitely in India people are more open to that. So there's a very great scope here. Preaching is never easy, but at least these people are more open to this and more pious. It's not that people get born in, it's not just by chance, it's due to having performed pious activities that one gets the opportunity to be born in this land. So people are relatively close to Krishna, but their lives are going away. Everyone at every moment, life is going away. If they don't get one of Srila Prabhupada's books in this lifetime, or they don't see the Rath Yatra parade, or they don't get contact with the Krishna conscious movement, then their opportunity is lost. And people are performing sinful activities, being motivated to do so by sinful leaders. So we should take the books and catch people, shake them, scream at them, yell at them. Take these books. That should be the feeling we have. But we have to be more restrained. Otherwise, people are likely to be shocked or turned off by that. Once when Srila Prabhupada was asked, what should we say to people when we go to distribute these books? There was a question that devotees asked to Srila Prabhupada more than once. And once Srila Prabhupada responded by paraphrasing the verse of Prabodhananda Saraswati, which he often quoted, as his own Gurudev had often quoted, the preaching system. What is the preaching system? Dante nidhaya chunakam padarya nipatya kritva chakakushatam etadaham ravimi. Hey sadhava, sakala etad vihaya durat chaitanya chandra charane kurutanuragam. Taking a grass in your teeth as a sign of humility, and falling at your feet, padyonipatya. Having done that, then in a plaintive voice, again and again, I say to you, oh, you great personality, please give up, this is how Prabhupada would say, give up all your nonsense hogwash ideas and simply surrender at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Chandra. So it's a tricky process. You come very humbly, fall down at the feet, call him a sadhu, and then, oh, yes, you look like a very nice person. You have appreciated how great I am. What do you want? Give up all your nonsense ideas and just surrender. So Srila Prabhupada once, he said to him, there was one of the first great book distributors in this movement, Buddhimanta Prabhu. He used to do that. He was about, must have been almost 2 meters tall and very strongly built. And he would get out on the streets and just fall down at people's feet and say, take this book, take this book. And they, you know, what's going on? I mean, no one falls at anyone's feet in the Western countries. They're just out of bewilderment. They would take books, and he was very much, he was very dedicated to that. I guess if he stood insistfully looking down at you, and it'd be hard to resist him also. But he took that seriously, that instruction, you fall down at people's feet. And another time when Srila Prabhupada was asked, what do you say to people when you distribute these books? Srila Prabhupada quoted this verse. You say this, Krishne swadhamo pagate dharma jnana dibisa. Kalo nashta drisham esha purana kauduno detaha. This Srimad Bhagavatam is like the sunlight in the darkness of Kali Yuga. Krishna left the world. He is the very form of religion, knowledge, and all good qualities. He left. But people who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in this Kali Yuga will get light from this Bhagavad Purana. Vijay Prabhu, you know him, he comes here from time to time. He said that for selling Bhagavad Gita, he likes to show this part, this Sukham Atyantikam Yatad Buddhi Grahyam Atindriya. He shows that part, the English translation, that one achieves such a happiness. On achieving this, one thinks there's nothing further to begin. And people think, oh, really? There's such a nice happiness. That's only, he's talking about the yoga happiness, which is nothing. But they think there's nothing more, but there is a lot more. That's only the yogis, they get that. So yeah, go out and this temple is not built yet, but it's already selling books, isn't it? You have that experience because people know about the temple. And when it's built, you don't have to go anywhere. You can sell books right here. Jayapataka Maharaj told me that Prabhupada had told him that once this temple's built, you don't have to go anywhere. You can just stay and the whole world will come to you and can preach to them. But he also told him, you go all over the world and preach. The temple's not built yet. He was talking about the main temple. But yeah, this temple itself will sell. But you take people around, you show them, have guided tours, show them all the dioramas, tell them what it all means, sit them down, give them prasad, and then bring them into the room for where they showed the Srimad Bhagavatam, and this is the conclusion of the tour. You take one Srimad Bhagavatam set, and they'll take. You can have a whole system worked out. Otherwise people come, they take darshan, they put something in the box, and they go. And then maybe when we're out, we'll meet them again and distribute. Maybe we won't. They may take a small book by coming to the book table, but we should have a whole system that we bring them in, take them around, and treat them very nicely, and then show them the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. And especially if they've had a nice tour and they've taken full prasadam, it'll be very difficult for them to say no. So that's it, right? We'll do that. But wait a minute, that's not the end of the story. You've got to follow up also and make sure they're reading the books, bring them up in Krishna consciousness, get them convinced, and then send them out to distribute books also. So you'll get so many people distributing, someone will come up to you and say, have you seen the Srimad Bhagavatam set yet? Oh, I was just going to say that to you. Everyone will be a book distributor. Well, we have a long way to go. There is scope, right? None of us, I mean, the young boys, they were, by their good fortune, raised in Krishna consciousness, but for most of us, there came a point in our life when we took to this. And what a difference between then and now. It's like a different life, isn't it? It's, you can't imagine going back to that. So, if we look back at our life previously, maybe we might think, well, how did it happen? It's all by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the devotees who brought this knowledge to us. But if we can, then others can also. There might be some born Paramahamsas like Shukadeva among us. If there are any, please inform me. I wasn't aware. But whatever our background, by getting this knowledge, by getting these books, by coming in contact with devotees, the two kinds of Bhagavad, everyone can become pure devotee of Krishna. And with that inspiration, we go out and distribute books. Bringing the mercy. Srila Prabhupada gave the example of a peon. He brings the message, or the money, or whatever. He just takes it and brings it. So that's our role. Srila Prabhupada is the great Paramahamsa Acharya, representative of all the previous Acharyas. He has given this knowledge by his hard work, staying up at night, writing books, and we simply have to deliver it. Hare Krishna! Oh, there's some more I wanted to say, which is why I brought this. I made some little note also about this. What is that point? Sarva Bhuta Hridayam. I made a little note here. I made a little note about this. Like Shukdev, that great personality who could enter the hearts of all, Srila Prabhupada, in his purports, as if directly speaks to the individual reader, anticipating and answering many doubts in a manner that any honest and sincere person must accept. Unless we're demons, we have to accept what Prabhupada says. It's very clear, very straightforward, and it's the absolute truth. This particularly indicates persons who are sufficiently developed to be searching for the truth, but there are many if we're actually searching for the truth, then we find this is it. But also there are many persons who, although not on a spiritual search, become so struck by Srila Prabhupada's clarity and realism that this is the truth, that they find themselves compelled to accept his words as truth. So there may be people, they're not really on a spiritual quest, but anyway they get the book and somehow they read it. And even though they weren't particularly looking for anything spiritual, they're so struck, they're so by the power of Srila Prabhupada's message that their life changes. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Please. No? So we'll finish there. Hare Krishna, all glories to His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.